As Germans prepare to vote in parliamentary elections Sunday, most pollsters say the race is too close to call. Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's coalition of Social Democrats and Greens is fighting to win a second term. The opposition Christian Democrats are hoping Germans will vote their pocketbooks because the economy is in a recession. But as NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin, it's not the economy, but America that's dominated the campaign debate.
4 years ago, Gerhard Schröder's Social Democrats rode a wave of triumph for center-left parties across Europe. Schröder promised less bureaucracy and more economic reform. 4 million Germans were out of work, and Schröder said he'd cut that figure by at least a quarter. But as the years wore on, Germany faced one of Europe's highest unemployment rates and its slowest growth rate. In came Bavarian Governor Edmund Stoiber to save the day.
4 years rot-grün bedeuten auch für die Wirtschaft und damit für die Menschen.
4 years of the Schröder government has meant a record number of bankruptcies, job losses, and economic slowdown. Unless we throw them out, I'm afraid this will not end.
As the candidate for chancellor for the Christian Democrats, Stoiber took his message to the airwaves.
Die Menschen in Deutschland leisten viel.
In this TV spot, the stern-faced Stoiber, widely regarded as a business-oriented technocrat, promises to save the economy. Up until 6 weeks ago, this tactic worked brilliantly. Stoiber's Christian Democrats were more than 8 points ahead in the polls, and a change seemed imminent. Then, fate struck, says political scientist Peter Lusche.
Lots of luck for Schröder in that two things happened. First, the high floods of the river Elbe, and second, a potential war with Iraq.
Voters quickly forgot the economic situation, and soon, even the flood disaster in which Schröder showed a steady hand. But the chancellor kept Iraq right in the middle of the national discourse.
Und deswegen noch einmal und ganz klar und ohne wenn und aber.
I will say it again, straight, with no ifs, ands or buts. I am against military intervention in Iraq, and under my leadership, Germany will never participate in such an adventure.
Edmund Stoiber shares Schröder's view on Iraq, but not his approach, and recently offered a warning.
Sie schädigen hier meines Erachtens das Deutsch.
Stoiber argued that the chancellor's rhetoric was damaging German-American relations. Further complicating matters was Schröder's justice minister. She was quoted comparing President Bush's Iraq policy to the tactics of Adolf Hitler. That comment received a sharp rebuke from the White House yesterday. But if any single issue has mobilized voters, it's been Iraq, with more than 75% of them opposed to joining a possible campaign. Voters like 35-year-old Martin Schmidt.
I think it's the reason why, if he wins, he will win because of this Iraq politics. It's the most important thing for us Germans.
Because it's been such a popular campaign theme, Schröder's broadened his anti-American stump speech.
Und ich sage, die Zeit, in denen uns, was die Wirtschaft angeht,
the times when people look to America as an economic example are over. This government will not allow people to fear for their pensions and their jobs.
With 2 days left, the two main parties, Schröder's Social Democrats and the Christian Democrats, are in a statistical dead heat. And for all his talk about setting himself apart from the United States, Schröder's actually benefited from mounting an American-style campaign.
Das Entscheidende aber ist, nur mit uns, mit der SPD, wird es bei
this election is a contest among parties for parliamentary seats, but Chancellor Schröder is running it like a presidential race. His campaign to bring the Social Democrats back to power has been about, well, Gerhard Schröder. And analysts here say, ultimately, that may decide Sunday's outcome. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.